This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. You might not think of Luke chapter 1 as being a description of revival. We can learn much, however, about revival from the events described there. Let's do a Focus and Amplify study of Luke 1. The focus to me is characteristics of revival. The key verse is 37, "For nothing is impossible with God." The focus is amplified by noting the prevailing conditions, the divine initiatives, the human responses, and the glorious results. Let's amplify each of these. Consider the prevailing conditions. First, we need to remember that God had not spoken through a prophet for about 400 years. Israel was living under the rule of Rome. Times were not easy. They were going through their routine religious rituals. There were those who were devout in their daily walk and faithful to their responsibilities, but they didn't seem to expect any special divine manifestations. They had their normal human blessings and disappointments. Life just droned on. They prayed, but didn't seem to believe anything was going to happen. Often these symptoms were present prior to revival. Many of these conditions are true today in the church and in the world. During the time described in Luke 1, God suddenly intervened and took the initiative. Read the chapter again and notice God's initiatives. How the people responded is fascinating. Most didn't understand or believe, but things began to happen. A new day was dawning. We'll understand it better and see its relevance as we continue this Focus and Amplify study in our next visit. I trust you can join us.